Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is your truly, this is Empress Chat, so a celebrity events host, also the owner, founder, president, et cetera, for Z Magazine and Z Entertainment Network. That's Z-H-E-E-N for short, you know. I just want to come to you all and talk to you guys about this increase of teen murderers. It's just gotten, it's been out of hand, but it's just to the point where, you know, we really do not understand how people can just sit back and be so calm about the situation. They show such unconcern and discontentment about, you know, the situation at hand. We don't know if there's some type of denial going on where people are not really understanding the situation and issue, or if it's because it has not happened to anyone close to them that they love and care for a lot, because most times, unfortunately, that's what usually happens when, you know, people finally decide to, you know, wake up when it hits close to home. But it should not take that for you, you know, for people to stand up. You know, these children, more and more opportunities for them to get into trouble and to get into situations that are not, you know, constructive for them and good for them are coming up. You have so much stuff out there now with the social media, with the internet. It's a lot of things that they can get into technology, assisting them. Not saying that technology is a contributor as far as like a willing contributor, rather should we say, for, you know, the increase or for, you know, the teens having resources or being able to access resources to get guns illegally and drugs and to get things illegally to kill people. And one thing that I just do not understand, you have a teenage child, this is for the parents. And, you know, it's a very unfortunate situation with the Columbine, and we have to go back to this particular situation, not because, you know, it was Columbine, but it's because how negligent of parents, you know, your child is receiving packages. You know that your child are receiving packages. Even when you give your child allowance and stuff like that, you still need to know what your child or children are bringing into your home. You know, me personally, with my son, I don't care what it is. If it looks like he holding something in his hand or it looks like he has something on him, I'm stopping him. What you got? What's that? What's that? So we just don't understand how parents are seeing things and not being aware or just trying to, I guess they want to be cool with their children and don't want to seem like they're being a nagging parent and, you know, they trust their child or, you know, their children. All of that is good and fine. However, whatever is coming into your home by your child or anybody else, you need to try to find out what it is. You need to try to be aware of it, unless, you know, I can understand if they snuck it in and stuff like that. You know, that's a different situation when someone sneaks something into your home that's illegal or that's dangerous and deadly. But that me being the type of parent me is, we search my child's room. Bump, evasion of privacy. You don't have no privacy. Because first of all, your name is not on any of the mortgages. Your name isn't on any of the bills. No insurance, rental or home ownership insurance. No nothing. Groceries, everything. Voila. So you do not have any rights to no privacy, because you were in my home on a paying for. So when parents are saying, oh, I don't want to violate child privacy, no, you have every right to. And I'm sick and tired are these parents justifying and sitting back and allowing society and the stupid government to dictate what they can and cannot check on their children? You have the responsibility as a parent to do that, because what ends up happening when the parent does not know what's going on because they are afraid that if they do that, that the child's going to take them to court. So I wish my, you know what? Let my son be stupid enough to ever try to call the police on me and report me for something, or try to take me to court to sue me because, you know, me go into his room, or me don't allow him to, you know, do stuff that is illegal and get away with it in my home. And so this is just where we tell you. Me wish he would. I'm going to say loud on the air. Me will break him up, okay? Like, he will have vertebrae damages. His femur bone would be messed up. We're not going to, you know, I just don't understand why parents seem to be so afraid to open their dang old freaking mouth and petition these courts that entertain this asinine mentality of some of these teens who want to be so disrespectful to their parents and don't want to follow orders and follow rules and regulations in their parents' home. It doesn't work that way. We all have rules and regulations. Even like me, yes, me a business owner, entrepreneur, who's to do? But guess what? Me still not my own boss. Guess what? Still have to obey the law of the land. They have to abide by our copyright, trademark, and patent laws and registration. We still have to abide by the county laws and registration, the city laws, the state laws, the federal laws, you know, IRS, it's still laws and bylaws that we still have to obey and have to abide by. So everyone who's out there that says, oh, I'm my own boss, no, you do not. You run your business. But guess what? In all essence, guess who's really running your business? The state, unless you're running an illegal operation. Other than that, the state and federal government is really running your business, because you still have to have your credentials to run your business if you want to run it successfully and legally. So I'd say it that way. But anywho, back to these teenage children killing and just going on a rampage, has gotten outrageous. And, you know, again, I mean, I don't understand why parents are just sitting back, not even just parents, but adults, anyone is just sitting back and just being so casual about it. They don't have, it seems like they don't have no consciousness of what's going on, no true, no true essence of what's going on. And again, just to reiterate, it's because it has not happened close to home and close to them. It should not take that for you to not only see the problem and acknowledge it, but to want to try to do something about it. It takes all of us collectively to stand up and do something about it. However, one person can start, you only need one person to strike a match, and one strike of a match can start a huge fire, okay? So that's all it takes. But people want to sit back and complain about it. They want to live in fear. They want to live, you know, in uncomfortably in their communities and neighborhoods that have an increase of violence, because they're afraid to stand up to, you know, to the government. And I'm sorry, you live in a state, you have this state, a county, that you're constantly, you know, you pay your taxes, because you pay your taxes regardless. Utility bills, all of that, the grocery bills, gas that you get, water, your mortgage, even with you paying your rent, car note, property taxes, car insurance, whatever, you're paying some form of taxes. So, you know, you're the one that's hiring these leaders, and you're the one that's paying for them to provide a particular service for you. And if they're not providing the service for you, then guess what? You need to let them know you're a boss. If, you know, if I was not in this community, residing in this community, you wouldn't be able to enjoy the benefits of my tax dollars. So what we need you all to do is to get a stronger well-trained police force, not police officers who are going to react out of their emotion, out of abuse of authority, out of arrogance, cockiness, but that's going to be officers of a true integrity, strong morale, and who can kick butt, who can really fight, okay, and have good shooting range. Only because a lot of these teens who get these guns, they don't care. I mean, they are out of control. They will shoot you without second thoughts. And it's just really sad when you have a situation where you're confronted by a teenager and you know that this is someone's child. You know this. I mean, we're all somebody's children. That's, you know what I mean by that. But, you know, this is a young child. This child still have not even lived half of his or her life. However, you're not trying to lose your life if you can help it to this child. So you're put in a position as an adult to defend yourself and your life or your family, your property from this child who is just showing absolutely no remorse, showing no compassion, showing no consideration, just showing absolutely no type of respect in any capacity of any kind towards you. Therefore, you have no choice but to defend yourself. And when you're faced with someone trying to kill you, if you can prevent them from killing you by killing them, then more than likely that's going to be the situation. So it's like it's a lose-lose on both sides because, you know, the victims still have this experience that they're dealing with the teen, and then they have to live with, you know, not a guilt but a consciousness of knowing that they had no other option at that time to do anything about the situation to save their life but to kill this child. And now you have this child's parents and family loved ones who are upset. They're angry. They're hurt. They're vexed. They're looking at the other part, the victim, and they're thinking, well, you could have did something else, da, da, da. I'm sorry, when someone is holding a gun to you or someone is shooting at you and they're not showing no remorse, they don't care, there's no consideration, you can't sit up there and try to rationalize with someone who is completely deranged, out of their mind, and irrational. There's no way you can do that. So you are left with the choice to do one of two things. Just lay there and let the person kill you, let the teenager kill you and die, or try to defend yourself from the teenager so that you can keep your life. And again, it's really just a bad situation all the way around, because who wants to be in a position like that? Who wants to be in a position where they have no option but to kill somebody's child of their own life? You know, it's just absolutely beyond our, you know, our comprehension. That is something that we would never be able to fully comprehend. Even those who are in a situation or have been faced in a situation like that or similar to that, they can't even fully comprehend why, you know, this teenager would want to put his or her life at risk like that by trying to take somebody else's life. And this problem has just gotten worse and worse. And then you have so much children, you know, teen killings. You have children killing each other, you know, and that's even worse. For instance, I'm going to share this with you all. This is something that I pulled up today, and to, you know, let you all know exactly how serious this situation is, because again, until it hits home. And sorry that me sounding like a broken record, but me have to keep putting emphasis on this and iterating this, because unfortunately it seems like people, it's not that they don't get it, they're just choosing not to get it. There's this 13-year-old boy who killed a 16-year-old boy, okay? You have a 13-year-old boy who was charged with first-degree murder, this is in Chicago, for the fatal shooting of a 16-year-old boy. Now, how did this 13-year-old boy get a hold of this gun? Who is providing the weapon for this child? Where did this child accumulate this weapon from? Where did he get it from? He's only 13, so either three or four things happened. The first thing that happened, he stole it from someone without their knowledge. Two, he either got it from someone on the street, some dope dealer or some drug fiend who gave him, you know, the gun. He, you know, sold the gun to this 13-year-old for money. Or an adult willingly gave it to him and let him have hold of the gun and stuff and thought that it was cute and it was cool and he going to be gangster. He ain't going to be scared, you know, da-da-da-da-da. So we're going to get him this gun and stuff like that. Or four, the child actually probably just bought the gun, ordered it or bought it from a store or, you know, some stores, they don't care. And it's sad to say that in certain places, they don't care. If, you know, you do the investigation yourself, you'll find out that a lot of, you know, teens have gotten hold of guns from buying them from, you know, gun dealers, stores and that sell guns, pawn shops and stuff like that there. So that is a situation that we're, you know, these are things that we're dealing with. Now, another situation is, remember the 16-year-old boy who got killed after, I think it was a party. It was a party that was hosted in his building. Actually, his name is Marquez Harris, and he died from a bullet to his chest. You know, he's an innocent bystander, and he had nothing to do with the situation, but because, you know, some teens got wild and got out of control, they brought guns and stuff like that, he ended up, unfortunately, getting killed. And I'm just like, this is just ridiculous. And Marquez Harris was only 16 years old, I believe. Yeah, he was only 16 years old. And the 16-year-old boy, that was killed in Chicago, his name is Raymond Galloway. He got killed. Senseless, I mean, it's ridiculous. In the shooting, he got killed. And then you have an 18-year-old woman. She's still, I mean, 18-year-old, they call 18, still considered teen. You know, she was stabbed. You know, she was stabbed to death. Her name is, what is her name? Dang, my mind went black. I forgot her name. Okay, I'm sorry. I forgot her name. But she was Stephanie. That's her name, Stephanie Serrano. She was actually stabbed to death. So, you know, just like all of this killing that is going on teen killing, youth on youth killing. And they're not only just killing the youth, but they even going as far as actually killing adults too. You know, they're not showing no mercy. They're even lashing out doing hate crimes. Like a situation, I'm quite sure you all heard about it with the teens in St. Louis, the four teens with hammer jacks that attacked, you know, four white people. And then, you know, of course, we have not heard their, really heard their side of the story. And I know that in the report that they stated that it was an incident between one of the victims, a 24-year-old young man named Selden. It was an altercation or something that happened between him and one of the suspects earlier on that day. And so I guess later on they decided that, you know, the guy, he got his voice and they decided it was a good idea to go and jump on him or and attack him and his and anybody who was in the car or with him, which is a terrible thing. So that shows another reason, you know, this is another situation with teens. They don't know how to place their anger. there displaces their anger, their disappointment, and just going into fits and rages and being extremely violent and attacking people and killing people, that is not cool at all. So we as the adults, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to continue on watching this situation go on year after year, day after day, month after month, every single day, over 3,000 people are killed here in the USA, fatally killed, not just a little bit killed, fatally killed. So, you know, it's like, what are we going to do about that? Are we going to continue on turning a blinded eye to this situation? We have to stand up and do something. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, well, it's just some guy out of hand. Oh, we just can't. It's going to take a long time. Okay, Rome was not built overnight. The United States wasn't even created overnight. They're still trying to build this country, okay, this nation. Nothing is going to take, it's not going to be an instant fix. Stop always trying to find a reason to bail out of stuff because it's not microwavable. Everything is not going to be an instantaneous fix. Stop being lazy. Stop making lame excuses. Because eventually, it's going to have such an impact in the economy that people are going to, you're not going to even be safe in your own home. Because if all of this is going on now, and if you're going to keep making excuses of why you're not making any kind of honest initiatives to try to change it or help resolve the situation or reduce the problem, what makes you think that you're going to be able to handle what's going to come in the future? The economy, the way it is now, as it is, they're already kicking in people's doors. People are already being invaded in their homes, in their sleep. It's 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and people and it's, unfortunately, again, it's been a lot of teens that's been caught doing this, breaking in people's homes, waiting for them behind a bush or behind that house, and when they come, pull up in the garage, teens come out of nowhere, and putting the guns to them, robbing them for their cars, so I'm going to kill them. You know, so this is not... You can't feel, well, as long as I stay home in my own door, behind my own walls, and keep my door closed and locked, then I'm going to be fine. I ain't going to worry about it because I'm not out there in the street. It's not going to happen to me. It's not going to affect me. Yes, it will. It will most definitely affect you. And the reason why it's going to affect you is because you're not taking the situation serious. You're thinking that it's a joke, and you're thinking that it'll never affect you. As long as you're living and as long as the economy is constantly reducing itself as far as having, you know, substance of means for monetary and economical provisions for people, it's going to happen because a lot of these teens, they're lazy. A lot of, you know, the ones that are going out here doing all this killing and stuff and robbing, they're lazy. They are, and a lot of them are very talented, though. Like, they're very gifted. They're very talented. Some of them are very articulate with their words and very book smart. But they choose to take their own path. So if they're making these decisions, these type of decisions, and some of them do, and some of them do not have, you know, positive role models in their lives. But yet and still, this is a situation that really needs to be addressed. And you can't think because you're in your home and you're not going to, and because you're not out there in the street or you're not at the store, that it's not going to affect you. Yes, it will. It will definitely affect you. So it's just like you really have to absolutely use your common sense and not be so afraid to step out. And if you're going to say, use the excuse, oh, well, it's never going to change or it's just going to get worse. The reason it's going to get worse is because you keep making excuses to not do anything about it. As long as majority of the people keep saying that and not doing anything about it, then yes, it will get worse. So you have to start somewhere. You know, let's do it for our future generations to come. Because I know for me, when we reach 80, 70, 80, man, we're not trying to be running from nobody today. You know, we ain't going to be able to be running and trying to dodge no bullets. Come on now. So we want to try to do something now while we can to make sure that that won't be a situation for me. Like, that's not going to be the typical, you know, situation and environment for me, you know, to have to run and duck and hide and stuff like that there. So it's just a whole lot that you, that people are, you know, they're not looking at the whole picture in whole. But to each day on, but all I'm saying is, if you're going to keep making excuses, then don't expect it to get better. And don't expect for it to not eventually affect you in the future, or or the generation after you in the future, if you're going to continue on making excuses or why you should not do anything about it. These teens are crying and screaming. I mean, like, they're crying and screaming so loudly and violent, so, and in rage and in murders and killings and drug gangbanging stuff. They're crying for help. They're crying for someone to please stand up for us. Please do something. We're not mentally and spiritually and psychologically strong enough to do it for ourselves. Can someone please do this? And a lot of the killings are with young black males. So, I mean, that says a whole lot. So what are we going to do? Are we going to continue on watching them constantly kill each other and die and get killed by police officers because they feel that, you know, they are just devalued anyway, that, you know, their own communities don't even care about them. Society don't care about them in the whole, so forget them. Is that the kind of, you know, mentality we're going to take? No, we cannot take that mentality. So we got to do something about it. I want to play this song called Thorn in My Side. I know it has nothing to do with that, but I just want to do something, play some music that's going to kind of, you know, kill the negative energy and vibe, but promotion of pop rock artist Melissa Rose. She's a phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal artist. You have to see her perform live. Like, her, you listen to her music, you're like, oh, she has a gorgeous voice, and she has a real strong voice. Well, you see her perform live and in person, I mean, she just is gravitating. Like, her energy is so strong, just, like, so dominating in a positive manner that it just captivates you, and you want to listen to her, and you just get caught up, and before you know it, you probably know all of her songs. She's really just that awesome. And again, this is by pop rock music artist Melissa Rose, and the title of the song is called Thorn in My Side. I hope you all enjoy it.
Close for a moment, open for me.
awesome. And, you know, we actually did we did a covering of her video, going inside video, and it was really, really nice. It was so fun. She has so much positive energy. And so this goes back to what I was saying, how, like, a lot of artists, teens out there are very talented. However, they're just caught up in this world of violence where their talents are not even being seen and shown because, you know, they're more in tune with the violence versus, you know, who they are as a person. And we as adults, we really need to do better. We have to do better. We can't keep staying in our comfort zone and saying, well, it doesn't concern me. Oh, well, that's just life. It's going to happen anyway. There's nothing we can do about it. Life goes on. It's going to, you know, we can make up every excuse there is in the book. But when it hits home, and or when it starts affecting our livelihood where we can't even walk down the street safely, where we can't even be in the own comfort of our home, you know, it's like that's a problem. And we've even heard and seen on news where people are inside their home, as a matter of fact, minding their business, and a stray bullet comes and it strikes one of the members of the inside the home and kill the person. So again, if you feel that standing in your home is going to be the answer and the solution, you are so lost. It's not. It's not going to solve the problem. It's not going to resolutionate anything. Yeah, I just made up that word. Why not? People make up words every day and put it in the Webster dictionary. So me can make up my own word too. That's what it just did. Resolutionate. That's right. We made that word up, and I'm going to make up some more, too. Sure will. But anywho, this is a crucial matter, and it's something that we don't need to take lightly. We need to actually be more active in our communities, in our neighborhoods, engage, especially businesses. And that really ticked me off with businesses. Okay, we don't care if you are competitive businesses. Come together for the common good of the community. Can you imagine if all of the companies and businesses in communities will unite together and do a concert or have a major event or something like that in the community for the people of the community that will benefit the schools in the community, benefit the low-income families in the community, benefit, you know, the sick in the community. There's so much power that's in communities if people would just come together. Every, you know, now one thing about me, and this is, I'm trying to say this in a nice way. Everyone is not clean, so me understand, you know, when there's community events and stuff like that, it can be expensive when you want to hire outside caterer versus having everyone in the community bring food. You know, it used to be a time where you can trust that. But people are so crazy now, and me personally, I'm very funny about that. Like, we don't trust people, you know, everyone's cooking. I don't want to eat everyone's cooking because, you know, everyone's not clean. We don't know what people are doing, you know, behind closed doors. They could be scratching their booties or, you know, picking their nose or, you know, spitting in the food, doing gross stuff to the food just to be malicious because, unfortunately, you do have idiots that are like that. So, you know, we can, you know, definitely understand people not wanting to take that chance of, you know, eating at a community event with everyone bringing their food. However, a solution to that is you can request that, you know, each person at least buy something that's already packaged or that's stored and that it has to have seals on it, cannot have any broken seals on it. You know, you can do that, and that's way it, you know, people be more comfortable, you know, coming out into the community events and eating, engaging, and then it won't be a lot financially on one person or just a handful of people. Everyone come together, uniform, but you don't see these kind of things going on anymore. When me was a child, stuff like that happened all the time. We used to have block parties and events and stuff like that in our community, for our community. People on the outside of the community tried to come in there and cause trouble. The police quickly threw them out. Like, the police was not playing games with them. They didn't play at all. They would just go ahead and, you know, be like, look, we're not fit to have this with you. We're not fit to be tolerating this crap. So you're going to get your act together, you know. So these are things that we can do to start helping these teens in the communities and take out time with them, not criticize them so much, but, you know, focus more on their abilities and, you know, their health and the things that they do good versus the things that they do bad. Let's start uplifting them with their strengths and not worrying about trying to build them in their weaknesses. Let's focus on their strengths, teach them how to master their strengths, because eventually it's going to help them in areas that they're weak that they need to be strengthened in, okay? So those are some just some suggestions, some things that we can do, you know, as adults, and not even just adults, but other teens. You know, you have teenage children or young children, let them get involved and engaged too. Let them do stuff in the community too and be part of these type of events and affairs, okay, to help and build each other. You know, we have to build each other up. So I'm going to go ahead and play another song by pop artist Melissa Rose, and this song is called Busted. I love this song. I love the video too. It is very fun. We're going to go ahead and play this song on out the session. So before I conclude, I want to give a big shout out to Melissa Rose. Thank you so very, very much for allowing us to play your music and feature your music during our radio show. Thank you for everything that you do, and we really love you and appreciate you so very much. I want to give a big shout out to celebrity host Cassandra Calloway. She's also a radio show host of Calloway Nation with over 2.5 million listeners, and it's syndicated. And our radio shows are, some of our radio shows are played on her radio show as well. That's why we are very strict as far as like content and stuff like that. We don't use not aggressive profanities and provocative music and stuff. No, we don't do any of that at all to each day on, but we just don't, you know, play those kind of play, you know, music like that. But and talk about, you know, we talk about all kinds of stuff, but we don't get degrading with it and use, you know, profound languages and stuff like that when we're talking about it. So I want to give a big shout out to her. Thank you so very much for just being an amazing friend and business partner. I really appreciate you. Through her, we actually met Easy Way Broadcasting owner named Eric Dooley, and he's actually presenting and hosting an event at Expo, as a matter of fact, at the Los Angeles Convention Center in Los Angeles, California, starting February 27th through March the 1st. And me, yours truly, has been invited to cover the event. Yay! Say yay! People say yay! There's already 40 confirmed celebrities that are going to be there. So it's really huge. I mean, if you all look them up, you will find out who they really are, find out the mass of people that they know in Hollywood and TV and film and you know, mainstream entertainment altogether. So these are people who me have been very graced to meet, and I met celebrity host Cassandra Calloway through one of our sponsors, Benjamin Music, with music artist Jabron, who has been featured in a collab with VIC. He's open and performed for Brandy's mega party that she had back last year. And, you know, it's just a lot of people so many people, and I don't want to keep talking because I want to get this song played. But, you know, it's just so much. Go to our website, please, at www.z for zebra, h for hotel, e for elephant, magazine.com. Big shout out to every single person. I'm not excluding anyone, even if I have not caught your name particularly. We appreciate you. Soul Central Magazine as well, through Cassandra Calloway, celebrity host. Cassandra Calloway, look her up, CassandraCalloway.com. Go to her radio show, support her, follow her. She interviews people from Angela Bassett, Mike Tyson, etc. I mean, just mass of people. I mean, it's just so much. But I'm going to go ahead and play Melissa Rose's song, and we're going to play her song out throughout the show. It's called Busted by pop artist Melissa Rose. You can follow her and go to her website and download her music at www.mformaryrosemusic.com. As like the flower, Rose. So that's letter M, lowercase m, as in Mary, rosemusic.com. All right, take care. God bless, one love, and thank you so much for tuning in and for your support.
La da 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 da. It's just another Friday. I noticed that it's getting late.
What?
But you're not home. I'm wondering what is going on tonight. So I call your cell phone.
Ring.
And after two rings, I hear a voice. A female voice, she says,